From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama says he believes that gay and lesbian couples should be able to get married. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that Mr. Obama took that position publicly in an interview with ABC.
President Obama had previously described his views on same-sex marriage as evolving. He says he's sensitive to the weight of religion and tradition that's attached to marriage, but he says exposure to gay and lesbian couples convinced him the rights and responsibilities of marriage should be available to everyone.
It is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
The White House says Mr. Obama planned for some time to announce that position before the November election, but they say the timing of the ABC interview was prompted by Vice President Biden's embrace of same-sex marriage over the weekend. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Mitt Romney is reaffirming his view that only heterosexual couples should be married and suggests that President Obama has flip-flopped on the issue.
I just saw the reports that he had previously said he opposed same-sex marriage, and now, according to ABC News, he's saying that he supports it. So if that's the case, then you'll be able to make that determination on your own.
The presumptive Republican nominee also says that states should be able to decide whether to grant certain legal benefits to same-sex couples. The largest mortgage backer in the nation has apparently reached a turning point in its financial future. As NPR's Asma Khalid reports, the quasi-government agency Fannie Mae made a profit in the first quarter.
Fannie Mae made $2.7 billion in the first 3 months of the year. That's huge. Last year at this time, the company had a net loss of $6.5 billion. The big profits mean the company will not ask for additional bailout funds, at least for now. Susan Wachter is a professor at the Wharton School of Business. She says this is a good sign for the economy.
As long as the market doesn't underperform expectations, then this is a turning point which may last.
Fannie Mae says the boost comes from slower home price declines and fewer delinquent mortgages. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. postal officials have dropped a proposal to close thousands of rural mail centers, now saying they will just shorten the hours instead to cut costs. Postmaster General Patrick Donahue changed his mind after hearing concerns that the move could slow delivery of prescription drugs and other services. The new strategy will be phased in over 2 years if approved. Meanwhile, Congress is working on legislation to give the Postal Service an $11 billion cash infusion. U.S. crude oil prices fell 20 cents in New York to $96.81 a barrel. U.S. officials say that crude prices have fallen 6 months in a row and that supplies are at the highest level in 22 years. Gasoline prices are down just over a penny at $3.75 a gallon. This is NPR News. The Justice Department is preparing to sue Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio over allegations that his officers have violated the civil rights of Latinos. Department officials say the action is in response to Arpaio's refusal to allow a court-appointed monitor to oversee his office as part of a settlement of those claims. Arpaio denies any mistreatment of Latinos in Arizona and says having a monitor watch his operations would usurp his authority. He says officials in Washington broke off communications and that it will all come out if the matter ends up in court. A Russian plane carrying 48 people disappeared over western Indonesia during a test flight Wednesday afternoon. A spokesman at Indonesia's airport says the wreckage has been found on the side of a mountain at an elevation of about 5,500 feet. The Sukhoi Superjet disappeared from radar about 21 minutes after taking off from Jakarta. Iconic hairstyler Vidal Sassoon has died at the age of 84. As NPR's Elizabeth Baer reports, Sassoon was a pioneer in the beauty business.
Vidal Sassoon is credited with creating the bob. He was the one who gave Mia Farrow the pixie cut she had in Rosemary's Baby. Sassoon's early years in England were not easy. He spent time in a Jewish orphanage. He started training to be a hairstylist in the 1950s. His career took off in the 1960s when his precision, easy-to-manage hairstyles were embraced by young women in London and eventually the rest of the world.
NPR's Elizabeth Blair reporting. U.S. stocks closed lower but recovered from sharp declines earlier in the session. The Dow fell 97 points. The Nasdaq lost 11. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News in Washington.